5-3, the final. The Tampa Bay Lightning continue their red-hot play as they come back to defeat the Buffalo Sabres and win it tonight here in front of a sellout at KeyBank Center. So we welcome you here to the Paul William Belt Sabres postgame show. My name is Brian Colziel. Thank you for being with us here along the Sabres Radio Network. A very entertaining game, I thought, tonight to watch this one, to watch the NHL's best take on the Buffalo Sabres. And I thought the Sabres played very well through about, 50-some minutes. The last few minutes got ugly, and the crowd was not happy with a penalty call against Jack Eichel, and the game swung quickly. It felt like maybe the Sabres were going to have a power play, an opportunity to take the lead and win it. Instead, seconds later, Eichel gets called for an elbow. Fans upset. There's things getting thrown on the ice. Suddenly, it's 4-on-4, and with all that room, Kucherov finds Stamkos, and then just a little bit later, Callahan ends it, giving Tampa the two-goal cushion and a 5-3 victory. I like the way the Sabres played. I really did. I know that it's a loss, and the moral victory bar is higher this year than it has been in years past, but I really like the way they played. It kind of unraveled in the final minutes. Whether you thought it was a penalty or not, it seemed that the Sabres just couldn't figure it out there in the final minutes when Tampa did with a pair of goals. This Tampa Bay team has a ton of talented players. Very, very good. They're all on display tonight. You know, point scorers. Kucherov's got, 3 points at the end of the night, a goal and 2 assists. Stamkos is excellent. He scores and has an assist. They're good. There's no fluke in the fact that they have won 18 of 20. 18-1-1 in their last 20 games. And to me, my thoughts on this game tonight is more so of just how good Tampa is, and not necessarily, you know, sitting here and trying to pick apart why Buffalo lost. I like the way the Sabres played. After losing both games this weekend, it feels like a lost weekend. There's no doubt about it. And we'll update you on the standings. We'll see if the Sabres have lost ground in the standings to the rest of the teams. Everybody pretty much in action today in the East that's involved around the Sabres. The Bruins, the Canadiens, the Leafs, the Blue Jackets, the Islanders, they're all playing today. But for this game, a 5-3 regulation win for Tampa gives Buffalo an O for the weekend, with losing in regulation last night in Carolina, losing in regulation tonight in front of a sellout here at KeyBank Center. Coming up on the postgame, Paul Hamilton is on his way to the Sabres dressing room, so we'll have some player reaction coming up. We'll see what the players think about this 5-3 loss to Tampa tonight. We will also get Phil Housley's live postgame comments when he meets with Paul and the rest of the media. We will take you there for that. Of course, your phone calls are welcome. 803-0550, 803-0550 is the number for that. And 1-888-552-550, that's the toll-free line, no matter where you're listening around the world. If you want to hit me up on Twitter tonight, go ahead and do so at BrianWGR. You can also send us a text at 550-550. 5-3, Tampa victorious in the third period. Scandella, a real nice play going to the net as Pominville finds him to give Buffalo the lead. But just the next shift later, it's Kucherov after a pilot turnover makes him pay to tie it up. And then Stamkos and Callahan score to give Tampa the 5-3 victory. Final shot totals in this one, 33-30 in favor of Buffalo. Special teams going the way of Tampa. More on that in a minute. Let's hear Jack Eichel first, live in the locker room. Here he is with Paul Hamilton.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we worked hard. Obviously, we didn't get the outcome we wanted. I thought there was a lot of good there for us. You're tied in your own building going into the third. It's it's frustrating that it ends like that. But you know, you can't blame the refs. Obviously, it's a fast game out there. They're making calls. I mean, they're part of the play too. So, I think we just got to find a way. It feels like we're close right now, but we just got to go over that hump.
Jack, in that first period, I don't know if you could have played a better period against that hockey club. Could have you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played well. I thought we did a lot of good things in the first there. Obviously, we get a couple goals, and it's a great play at the end of the first by Z and Tomer to get that the second one. And felt like we had a lot of zone time. Domingue made some big saves for them, and you know, we knew there was going to be a pushback. I thought we did a good job of defending at times and trying to take their cycle game away. I mean, give them credit, they're the best team in the league for a reason, but it's frustrating that that it happened like that, and we give 2 points away against a divisional team.
Jack, what did you see in that play? Did you think McDonough embellished, or
what? I don't want to say embellished. I mean, it's tough. Like I said earlier, it's such a fast game. It's for me, it's a rim going around. If you look at it again, I don't lift my arm. I don't move my elbow. I'm really just poking at the puck with my stick, trying to avoid him, honestly, to try and get the puck. And, incidental contact. I don't really even know how much I clipped him. Refs, they got to make a decision at that point. It's tough on them, too. So I don't want to, don't want to blame anyone in that situation. Obviously, I don't want to put our team, in the box, and obviously Stamkos gets that goal. It's frustrating when you're sitting behind the glass watching that happen. So just got to regroup and go to Edmonton, and we got a couple games on the road here before the break, so make the most of them.
Thanks, everyone.
Jack Eichel on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. So Eichel there talking about that elbow that had fans upset, really said he was looking to avoid him on the way there. So he gets that 2-minute call for elbowing. I didn't like it, but I guess by the book, his elbow made contact. The head bobbed a little, although I thought Callahan really kind of bobbed down there. It's a fast game. Did it help the officials that Tampa was a man short to call it, to maybe even it up? I wonder if it's called if there was no extra saber on the ice at that point. You know, the refs are thinking, well, this way, if it goes back to even strength, then we're kind of off the hook for the other one. I don't know if they're thinking that much. It does happen quick. I usually am never the blame the ref guy. I'm not going to on a night like this, but it definitely was a swing spot in the game. The Sabres are on the power play thinking, hey, here we can maybe take the lead and maybe win it. Instead, a few seconds into the man advantage, Eichel goes for elbowing. Crowd really upset. And then Stamkos scores in the 4-on-4 with all that space. He and Kucherov deadly with all that room out on the ice. And then a few minutes after that, Callahan gets his fifth of the year on the power play to give Tampa the 5-3 lead and eventually the 5-3 victory. As the Sabres will next play on Monday night, you heard Eichel reference Edmonton. That's where Buffalo will play next. They open up a 3-game trip out into Western Canada. Edmonton is the opponent on Monday night. Then they will play Calgary on Wednesday night and then in Vancouver on Friday night. Of course, all those games you'll hear right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, I was mentioning final shot totals, 33-30 Buffalo. Special teams a big factor in this game. Tampa goes 1-of-1. And Buffalo, 0-of-4. They had a 5-on-3 for 32 seconds, could not score in that area. Louis Domingue ends up being the winning goaltender tonight. 33 shots, he made 30 saves. And in the net, Linus Ullmark takes the loss. 30 shots, he made 25 saves. The attendance tonight at KeyBank Center, it was announced as a sellout, 19,070. Let's go back to the room. Here's now Sam Reinhart live.
Thank you very much, Brian. And Sam, especially for 40 minutes, was that the kind of hockey you needed to play if you were going to beat the number one team in the league? I thought you guys played just the way you needed to.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you see the talent they possess. Any opportunity you're going to get, they're going to capitalize. So, It's certainly frustrating to kind of let it slide in the end, and especially when that effort and that intensity was there for the majority of it.
How did it get away from you guys? Just they're going to make a push?
Like I said, look at their roster. It's no surprise that they're going to get their looks. They're going to get opportunities. I think we got to be a little bit more tighter late in the game and try not to give them those really good looks.
Watching your goal.
Leading the Atlantic,
Montreal won tonight. Now you guys are on the outside looking in at the playoff picture. I know there's a lot of hockey left, but is there a level of frustration with the struggles that you guys have had that you've fallen from the top now to outside of the playoff picture?
For sure there's frustration, yeah. But, I mean, we're right there. There's no time to dwell on it. You know, we're right there. We're right in the hunt. And, you know, that's where we wanted to be at the start of the year. So, you know, we got to embrace that challenge and, you know, get back to putting points up more consistently.
On your goal, it looked like you waited for a split second to set Jack up for the screen. Is that what happened there?
Yeah. I mean, he did a really good job of timing it and coming across and making it difficult on the goalie.
How tough was that to bounce back after that late call puts Jack in the box just with a little bit of time left in the third?
Yeah, well, I mean, after that, there's not much time. I mean, their power play, you know, speaks for itself in the numbers they've been able to put up this year. So, you know, we did a really good job of being disciplined and staying out of the box, you know, for the most part. But, I mean, we can't expect to have zero penalties every you know, against anybody. So, you know, it was tough to give up a few late.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Reinhart on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Paul. Reinhart getting Buffalo on the board. 5:47 into the first period, his 10th of the season. A real nice move and a nice wrist shot as he got Buffalo on the board. And then Thompson scored late first period to give the Sabres a 2-1 lead. Buffalo led 2-1 and 3-2. Tampa, of course, takes the lead for good when Stamkos scores at 4-3 at 14:44 of period number three, and then Callahan seals it on the power play to make it a 5-3 game. All of our interviews, part of our Blue and Gold Locker Room Report, brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit FideliscCare.org. Stay with us here. We expect more from the room here in just one moment. Also, Phil Housley's live post-game comments. If you'd like to join us on the program, feel free to do so, 803-0550. 803-0550 is the local number. Toll free, 1-888-552-550. Again, you can send me a tweet at BrianWGR. You can also send us a text at 550-550. So you heard the question there to Reinhart about being outside of the playoffs. Officially at this moment, wow, for the first time here in a long, long time, the Sabres, at least this season, they are now outside of what the eight would be if the season came to an end today. Now, they have a game in hand on Montreal, so officially, you know, we could argue either way. But at the moment, Montreal would be wild card team one with 53 points, and the New York Islanders would be wild card team two with 52. Same number of points as Buffalo, but they've got the extra win, and they've got two games in hand on the Sabres as Montreal was able to beat Colorado tonight. So, yeah, it was a good game for the Sabres. I thought they played very well against the league's best team. You got to play virtually perfect to beat this Tampa team. They've only lost 8 times in regulation all season long. Tampa's played 45 games. They are 35-8-2. That is super, super impressive. I mean, to think about that, 45 games and only 8 of those times you walk away not having any sort of points at all. Tampa has 72. For how good Toronto has been, they're 14 back, the Leafs are, of the Lightning. The top team in the West is Calgary, 62. They're still 10 back at Tampa. Okay, Marco Scandella is up next, now live with Paul.
Thank you, Brian. Marco, you played so well for so long in that game, and it just somehow got away. I mean, your goal had given you a lead. How did it get away?
We were competing hard, and then we made some crucial mistakes at the end of the game, and it cost us. And, you know, we just got to get back on the right track here and focus on next game.
I looked at your first period. Was that the way, if you're going to beat this team, is that the way you've got to play, is the way you guys played it in the first period?
I thought we came out hard, and we were playing the right way, shooting the puck, controlling the play. So, yeah, definitely that's how we have to play.
Did you give Jason a yell there, or did he just see you coming down the slot?
No, he saw me there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that just a read play by you?
Yeah, I just saw an odd man rush opportunity, so just thought I'd jump in there.
Marco, what can you take from 3 games against this team that were all that close?
We're in these games. We just have to find a way to get over the hump and win some of these games. I just feel like tonight, again, we play a great game for 55 minutes, and then in the last 5 minutes, we just have to find a way to be better. It's just not good enough.
How can you get over that hump?
just be more focused. We can't make mistakes at the end of the game. We just have to be confident and you know, just play well in the last five and just, you know, seal the deal. And I just feel like a game like tonight, we just made too many mistakes at the end.
Is there sort of an emotional letdown when they answer that quickly after your goal?
Yeah, you know, you want to have a good shift after a goal, but, you know, it's hockey. Bounces happen. Things happen on the ice. So, you know, you better react to it and find a way.
You were 20 games ago. You guys were first in the league. Now you're out of the playoffs as of right now. I mean, how do you guys regroup here to try to make a push these last 30 games?
We have a great team in this locker room. We believe in each other, so we just have to get back right on track, and it's going to start with next game. You know, we're a very confident group this year, so, you know, I have no worries.
What do you do on the road? The road situation has degenerated in the last 10 games or so.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but I feel like, you know, once our backs are against the wall, we play our best hockey, so we're going to go on the road, simplify, and you know, grind out games. So, you know, this group, I'm very confident in this group, and we're going to go have a good road trip.
Thank you, Marco. Marco Scandella on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Marco Scandella had Buffalo in front 3-2, but then the Lightning with three goals in the third. Kucherov, Stamkos, Callahan pick up a 5-3 win. Tampa in their last 20 games, 18-1-1. The streak started when they ended Buffalo's 10-game winning streak. That was back at the end of November. All right. Phil Housley is still to come, so stick with us here. But for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. We'll talk to you Monday night at 9 with the Sabres in Edmonton, taking on the Oilers. For all of you on our flagship on WGR here in Buffalo, more Paul William Belt's postgame live here from 716 Food and Sport. Again, the final, Tampa 5, Buffalo 3. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Swung all the way back to the point. Kept in there. Now Kucherov. The check, and it comes to center and is chipped ahead.
Rick Jenneretta, the call right there with our Seneca Poker deck of the game. Brought to you by Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino. The real deal for winners only. Welcome back here to 716, where it's packed. Cowboys Rams up on the big screen. By the way, Los Angeles up 23-7 in the third quarter. In that NFL playoff game. Chiefs won earlier today over the Colts. More on the NFL scores and NHL scores later. Phil Housley's coming up here in just a moment, but let's get you through the highlights of this one. We'll pick it up in the third period. A 2-2 game entering the final period, and Buffalo grabbing the lead. Sherry to Pominville to the charging Marco Scandella.
Buffalo bringing it back. Pass it up in line. Pominville walking in. Got it in front of the shot. They score! Scandella joins the rush, taps it home. Buffalo is back in the lead.
5:54 into the third. Scandella going hard to the net. Beautiful feed from Pominville. His third of the year. Sherry the other assist. 3-2 Buffalo. But the very next shift, a turnover from Pilot. And when you leave Kucherov alone in front, he's going to make you pay.
Pilot didn't get it out. Lightning keeping it in. Kucherov shoots and scores. Oh, a giveaway, and that ends up in the Buffalo net. It's 3-3.
Laser shot from Kucherov, his 22nd of the year at 6:17, 23 seconds after Scandella scored. We've got a tie hockey game. We go late stages of the third now. Buffalo was on the power play. Eichel gets called for elbowing. We know a questionable call. Fans didn't like it. So now in 4-on-4 with lots of room, it's Kucherov setting up Stamkos, and it's the game winner for the Lightning.
Back come the Lightning. Kucherov got in over the line. Good shot, they score. Stamkos off the bench, fires it home, and Tampa Bay is in the lead.
Stamkos is 24th. Kucherov and Hedman assisting 4-3 Tampa at 14:44. That's your game winner. It's the big moment of the game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Although I bet some fans would say the elbowing call on Eichel might be the big moment of the game. Nevertheless, later in the third, Tampa seals it. Callahan, his fifth on the power
play. Ristolainen takes it away in the corner. He gets knocked down.
All right, so that's Callahan's fifth. We cut it off short because Phil Housley's coming his way to the podium. Here he is live.
had a good game going for a long while in that game. How did it eventually get away from you?
Well, I really liked the way we played and started the game. You know, we were on top of them. You can see in the shot advantage. Second period, we know they were going to have a little push, but that was just the more of a mismanagement on our part. We didn't get pucks in deep, and you know, this is a good hockey team, but we're 2-2 going into third period in a good position in our own building. We get the go-ahead goal, and that next shift, you know, we just we made a big mistake, and you know, to the wrong people, and you know, they can turn around and attack pretty quickly. So that was unfortunate. But overall, I thought our game, we put ourselves in a position to win a hockey game. It was just unfortunate. You know, it's a game of mistakes. We made the wrong mistakes at the wrong time.
It's just another example that if you, the margin for error is so thin, you know, if you don't play a full 60 minutes against a team like this this time of year, that, you know, it can go the other way pretty quickly.
Yeah, I wouldn't fault their 60-minute effort. I wouldn't fault that. I think we just we made the wrong mistakes at the wrong time during the game. We have, you know, a 3-2 lead. We're playing well. We're attacking the game, and you know, we make a mistake, but it's still 3-3. And there's some penalties going on where it's 4-on-4, and it's a situation we had to change. And we have two of the best players on the ice and in the game, and put her forward in a sort of bad position there on the rush. So you can't give those opportunities and look to players like that coming right down the slot.
What kind of lesson can you take from three games against this team that have been that close when they have been so dominant against the rest of the league?
I think the lesson is that, like I've said it before, like every shift and every play matters, especially against good teams. You have to make the right decisions at the right time. You got to take what the game gives you. You can't force things that aren't there. You know, sometimes the play is just get it in deep. If you don't have a play, that is the play. And you have to live to fight another day. We get on the forecheck, we get pucks behind them. I really liked when we did that. And against good teams, if you don't manage that part of the game, it's going to come right back after you, or you're going to spend energy playing defense.
20 games ago, you were first overall in the league. As you sit here tonight, you're a point out of the playoffs. I mean, you have 35 games roughly left. I mean, what is the best way you can feel to keep this thing turned around and get yourselves back in?
We just got to go back to work. You know, we got to fight and keep clawing away. You know, we knew that nothing was going to be easy from this point moving forward, and I think that's a valuable lesson for our guys that, you know, it's going to take, you know, every shift, every period, every game of a 60-minute effort. And we can't take anything for granted. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of valuable lessons that we're learning. But if we play a 60-minute game, we're capable, we'll get on the right side of things. But we're facing a little adversity here, and we have to overcome that. And that's just through hard work.
How important is it to bounce back going on this road trip now before the break?
Excuse me?
How important is it to have a bounce back before the break here?
Well, I think it's really important. Every game's important. It doesn't matter if we're home or on the road. I mean, we have to, apply a 60-minute effort and recognize the mistakes we're making and try to overcome those and learn from them as we move forward.
Thanks, sir.
All right, there's head coach Phil Housley. His appearance on the postgame brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. 5-3, Tampa victorious. All the highlights you heard right before we went to coach, delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. All right, well, the Sabres, as you heard, officially at the moment would be out of the playoffs. We'll break down all the standings. Take your phone calls, 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550. We'll update you on the rest of the night in the league. Preview the Western Canada trip ahead. On a night, the Sabres played pretty well, I thought, against the league's best team. They fall 5-3. More postgame coming up here from 716. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Taken away along the boards. Came in front of the net. Knocked down. Pull out another whack out of it. Olmark makes the saves.
Couple of saves there from Linus Allmark in the third period with the game tied at 3. Rick Jeterette in the call. The save of the game brought to you by Geico Local Office West Seneca. Save up to 15% in just 15 minutes. Get your free Geico quote from local agent Scott Kaltman. Welcome back here to 716. I'm Brian Colziel. 5-3, Tampa victorious. Get you some final stats here, and then we'll get Pat's check of the scores. Final shot totals in the third, Tampa with 13 to Buffalo's 5. The Sabres still, though, outshoot them in the game 33-30. Power plays, Tampa 1 of 1, the Sabres 0 of 4, including a 5-on-3 for 32 seconds they were unable to take advantage of. Louis Domingue, the wing, he gets 30 saves. Linus Ullmark, the loss, 25 stops. Your three stars, Sam Reinhart had a goal. He is star number 3. Steven Stamkos, the game winner, as well as an assist. He's star number 2. And Nikita Kucherov, in my eyes, you could be arguing right now the best player in the league right now. He's definitely top in points. He gets a goal and 2 assists. Star number 1 in Kucherov tonight, the high-impact player of the game. Brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Up next is Edmonton. We'll preview that in a moment. We bring Pat Malacaro in here. Pat, I don't have much negative to say about how the Sabres played, other than the fact that the last 5 minutes, I'm sure they would like to see that play out differently, especially not even the call against Eichel, but how they seem to react from that final 5 minutes. It did not go very well.
Yeah, the thing I look at is they only get 5 shots in the third period. The Sabres played 2 very good periods.
Right.
And then the third, Tampa Bay was the better team, and that was the difference in the game. Not able to capitalize on any of the power plays tonight. You mentioned the 5-on-3 for 33 seconds. I mean, you know, not even really getting much going, period, on that.
Right.
I mean, that's a chance to really change the complexion of the game. So I look back at really that third and not getting much offense. Now, how much of that is the Sabres and how much of that is Tampa Bay just being the most complete team in the league and able to wear you down? They don't play their best game for a while, and all of a sudden they turn it on, and boom, they score 3 unanswered.
Their best game, Tampa, you're right. I mean, it wasn't on display. But in the third, when they needed to, they feel like they just have another gear.
They know how to find it.
And look, Stamkos sets up Kucherov. Kucherov sets up Stamkos. Game tire, game winner. Like, right there. That's. But they've been doing that to everyone this year. The Sabres, in their 3 games this year, I think have played Tampa very well.
And I think overall, you look at some of the losses the Sabres have had, and sure, there have been bad ones like the bounces go against them last night in Carolina, but some of their best games this season have been losses.
Yeah.
And it's
the Ranger
not,
game.
Right, the Ranger
yeah.
game, the Leafs game where Matthew scores with almost tenths of a second to go in overtime. I mean, the Sabres were a very good team that night against a Toronto team that scores even more this year than they did last year. So you want to look at the losses.
The 5-4 regulation loss that ended the streak
right.
in Tampa. I liked that game quite a bit, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, you look back at this season so far, and sure, the Sabres now have fallen out of a playoff spot as of this moment, but I think there's still a lot of positives you look at, and it's not moral victories. I mean, there's progress. We're seeing it.
Yeah. Sabres core group feature time. How did the core group perform? Well, it's brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next group, count on your core group of friends at Corrigan. Well, Reinhart, we know he's a part of the core. He scored his 10th of the year, was named the 3rd star. Rasmus Dahlin tonight, I thought, had about 3 or 4 really nice plays that set up scoring chances, either with some stick handling or some really nice passes. And obviously the Sabres are hoping to see that for a decade or more to come.
And we've seen him come out of his little funk that he was in for a little while there. And as a young player, he's going to struggle. But the thing we've seen a lot, and it took longer than normal, but I think the one thing we can say about Rasmus Dahlin is he's resilient. He doesn't make the same mistake very often, and he learns from his mistakes. And I think that's what we're seeing. Domingue made a nice save on a chance in the slot by Dahlin on just one of those plays you're talking about.
That's right. It was one shift, too, that Mittelstadt had a real nice stick handle, pulled it back, then kind of went out in the next gear and then eventually set up Sherry. Those plays from Mittelstadt have been fun to watch this year.
Yeah, and he's been a kid, that has not been afraid to play in between the dots. And that was a play like that where he doesn't go to the outside. He doesn't try and push the play to the outside and wait for someone else to go. He tries taking the play to the net. And I think that's a sign of a young player that he's going to put it together. It's just a matter of when, not if. And that's another example of a play that of a young player that eventually those will go in.
Yeah. All right, so you mentioned the Sabres officially are out of the playoff standings at the moment. We'll break down why in a moment. Let's check out how they all played out tonight, the rest of the games that are around the league. One more time, here's Pat.
Well, thanks, Brian. We'll start with those finals as the Canadiens get three goals in the third period. Carey Price makes 28 saves. Montreal leapfrogging Buffalo, now 53 points, thanks to their 3-0 win over the Avalanche in Montreal. Also, the Blue Jackets 3 points better than Buffalo now as they score a 2-1 overtime win over the Capitals. The Bruins put a little more distance. They're now up to 56 points with a regulation win 3-2 over Toronto. David Pastrnak, the game winner. Sean Corrali, 3 points, including a goal, while Tuukka Rask makes 30 saves for the Bruins there. Also, finals from today, Devils 3-2 winners over the Flyers. Rangers 2-1 over the Islanders. That's a final as well. Just underway, no score between the Oilers and the Coyotes. Buffalo will be in Edmonton coming up Monday night. After two periods in Chicago, Alex DeBrincat has scored twice, Patrick Kane once, Blackhawks 3, Golden Knights 2. St. Louis 2-0 leaders over the Stars. Midway through the second period, Vladimir Tarasenko gets his 13th of the year. Ex-Sabre Thomas Vanek, 2 goals, now up to 9 in the year as the Red Wings lead the Wild 4-2. Also, no score yet between the Sharks and the Senators, and yet to drop the puck are the Kings and the Penguins. That one gets underway in about 15 minutes from now. Also, taking a look at the NFL as the divisional round of the playoffs is underway. The Rams with a 23-15 lead.
Right. 2 points just went in.
Yeah,
yes.
Just had to double-check that one. 23-15 Rams over the Cowboys in the third quarter, 5:20 to go in the third quarter at the Coliseum. The winner of that game will face the winner of tomorrow's Saints-Eagles matchup in the NFC, while the Patriots and Chargers have a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow in New England. They will face the Chiefs. The winner of that game will face the Chiefs. Kansas City 31-13 winners over the Colts today. Kansas City raced out to a 14-0 lead and put Andrew Luck and the Colts on ice. And the Chiefs get their first home playoff win since 93.
I see what you did on there with the on ice, because it snowed today.
I try sometimes.
That's right. All right. Well, this Rams-Cowboys game just got interesting.
Yeah.
That two-point conversion that I mentioned that put it to 15. I mean, we're still over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and it's a one-possession game here.
The Cowboys looked like they were going to march up and down the field at will early on, but then the Rams kind of settled down. So, yeah, this should be a good one.
Yeah, looking forward to that. When we're done with post-game, if you want to listen to Rams-Cowboys, it's on our sister station, ESPN 1520. Tomorrow here on WGR, both of the remaining NFL playoff games in the divisional round. The early game, Chargers and Patriots. Go Chargers. And Eagles and Saints after that. So those games tomorrow on WGR. Okay, you mentioned, Pat, that they are out of the playoffs at the moment because Montreal won, as you said, so they pass Buffalo. Officially, the Sabres do have a game in hand on Montreal, so technically they would control the ability to pass them back. Montreal has 53 points. Sabres with 52, and the Islanders are actually at the moment then would be wild card team number two, less games played and more wins than Buffalo. So however you want to look at it there, they would be ahead of the Sabres.
And, you know, the Sabres are going to go make their Western Canada trip, the one time they go to Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver coming up this week. It'll be interesting to see just what Edmonton team shows up to start off that trip for Buffalo. Is they've already fired their head coach this year, brought in Ken Hitchcock, who's from the Edmonton area.
They've lost 7 of 10.
Right. They had a nice little bump, but they've fallen back to what they are.
And Vancouver started off the year kind of nice.
They've got a great line there with Pettersson being the rookie of the year so far.
But they only have 45 points, too, same total as Edmonton. The team in the middle of the schedule this next week is Calgary. They are playing outstanding. 7-2-1 in their last 10. They've won 4 in a row. Do they play tonight, too?
No, they do not. They won last night.
That's right. They play
against
tomorrow.
Florida. Yep.
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
I mean, you want to talk about
62 points, yeah.
We talked in pregame about Jeff Skinner and some of the all-star snubs. The captain of the Flames, Mark Giordano, has had a very good year in the conversation for top defenseman in the league overall. He's not going to the all-star game because of the way that the all-star rosters are set. And
yeah.
And all that. So they've got a very good team. Their goaltending has settled down, and they've put together a nice run. Well, teams like San Jose have figured it out, but with the season that Calgary's put together, they've just been able to hold on.
Yep. All right, Pat, so the next time we'll reconvene here at 716 for postgame, it'll be February.
Crazy.
Flowers will be blooming in Buffalo, right?
Get your rest in.
60 degree. No, well, we can hope. Yeah, that's right. Long time before the next home game here.
And
Western
that,
Canada trip.
Right.
All-star break, CBA break, road trip to Columbus and Dallas, and then February 1st, home here against Chicago.
Now, this is what, the third year or fourth year of the CBA-mandated bye week?
Yeah.
Do you like that it's buffered up against either on the front or the back end of the All-Star break?
I wonder if the players who aren't going to the All-Star break, which are obviously 95% of the players, like it better because it gives them a longer window.
Yeah.
To maybe take their family somewhere or, you know.
Just a chance to recharge your batteries.
The other thing is you'd get two breaks, but they'd be smaller breaks. But I guess if you have a family, if you're a hockey player with a family, you'd pick this spot better.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather take 8 days off instead of, you know, maybe play a game or two, have the three-day break, and then in late February, mid-February, kind of like the way it was at the start.
Yeah, because the three-day break sometimes just happens during the year just by coincidence anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with it. It'll refresh us here. I just hope that the Sabres do play well in this Western Canada's trip. And by well, I would say picking up 4 of 6 points. And there should be two games that you'd think going in you'd have a good chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Edmonton and Vancouver. But regardless of how it plays out, I would say 4 out of 6 points I would call a successful trip. I think anything less than 3 would be very disappointing. And then you can recharge and refresh and come back and try to play well for a few weeks and maybe make Jason Botterill's trade deadline decisions, you know, either easier or tougher, or however I guess you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you set your goaltending over these three games? You've got days off in between.
You'd probably go Hutton, Allmark, Hutton.
That's the way I'd go.
I think
that's
what I think Housley will do.
Yes.
I'm not saying that's what I would want them to do. I think that's what Housley will do.
Even though Calgary's the tougher game, and that's the one I'd probably want Hutton in the most, I want Carter Hutton to play 2 of the 3, so if I'm going to do that, then he has to bookend the trip.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see how it plays out. Next broadcast for us, Monday night, 8 o'clock pregame, 9 p.m. puck drop from Edmonton. Connor McDavid against Jack Eichel. I'm sure someone will talk about that.
Take your midday nap.
That's right. And then we'll be off for the Western Canada trip. Thank you, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
5-3, Tampa victorious. Pretty entertaining game. As the Sabres said, the last 5 minutes kind of got away from them. And, well, when you're playing the best team in the league, it costs you. All right. That'll put a wrap here on our Paul William Belts postgame show here from 716. We're going to go watch Rams-Cowboys. Again, if you want to listen to the game, go to our sister station, ESPN 1520. For now, though, we want to thank our crew back in our Amherst studios. TJ and Nick, thank you for your work tonight. The crew here at KeyBank Center, Jonathan Koziel, Pat Melancaro, Paul Hamilton. Thank you, gentlemen, for our game announcers, Rick Jenneret and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Koziel. I thank you for listening. The final again, Tampa 5, Buffalo 3. We'll talk to you Monday night, Sabres and Oilers, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.